Ex-Ukraine envoy reveals text messages
that show a push for an investigation.
Hong Kong invokes emergency measures.
It gives the government the power to enact any law they want.
Theater security for Joker movie.
It definitely will provide safety for everyone and calm everyone's nerves.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. After a nine-hour session with congressional investigators, the former U.S. envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, has given them text messages at the heart of President Trump's effort to get the country to investigate Joe Biden and his son. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The text messages show a clear effort on the part of State Department officials working with Rudy Giuliani to get Ukraine's president to announce a new investigation into the gas company that employed Joe Biden's son. U.S. officials went so far as to draft the text of what they wanted Volodymyr Zelensky to say. In exchange for that announcement mentioning the gas company Burisma, President Trump would agree to meet his Ukrainian counterpart. But in late August, word reached Kiev of the president's move to withhold U.S. military aid to Ukraine, and officials on both sides began airing their frustrations. The top American embassy official wrote a colleague, "Are we now saying that security assistance and White House meeting are conditioned on investigations?" He later wrote, "I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a presidential campaign." But Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the EU and a major donor to the Trump campaign, responded, "I believe you are incorrect about President Trump's intentions," insisting Mr. Trump had been crystal clear, no quid pro quos of any kind. Yesterday, the president openly called for investigations into the Bidens.
They should investigate the Bidens. Likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens.
Democrats say with that statement, Mr. Trump is only further incriminating himself and bolstering the case for impeachment.
And Ukraine's top prosecutor says his office is now reviewing cases closed by his predecessor, including some involving that gas company that had links to Biden's son. There's another whistleblower complaint in Washington, this one from someone at the IRS. And we're live with CBS's Peter King.
That official reportedly says at least one political appointee tried to interfere with the annual audit of the president's and vice president's tax returns. The Washington Post reports the whistleblower is a career IRS official who sent the complaint directly to the House and Senate Tax Committee chairs. Trump administration officials are dismissing it as hearsay and politically motivated. Democrats call it significant. Steve?
Well, now overseas, correspondent Remy Innocencio is in Hong Kong, where there are more protests after a new crackdown.
Chief Executive Carrie Lam enacted the Emergency Regulations Ordinance. It gives the government the power to enact any law they want. And today, they banned the use of masks at public protests. The move comes after a marked escalation in the violence that's rocked Hong Kong since June and culminating in the police shooting an 18-year-old protester earlier this week.
Well, the move by MGM Resorts to settle court cases stemming from the mass shooting at an outdoor concert in Las Vegas 2 years ago will benefit the families of the 58 killed and hundreds of those who were injured. CBS's Maria Villarreal spoke to one woman who has struggled to recover.
After seven surgeries, shrapnel in her brain, a lost eye, and what doctors called a miraculous recovery from legal blindness, 30-year-old single mother Chelsea Romo is ready to move forward.
I have not been able to go back to work. Right now, I have no medical insurance. I have medical bills.
The possible $800 million settlement could impact the more than 4,000 people currently seeking damages. Attorney James France represents Romo and about 200 other victims.
I think it's the right step and it's the right thing to do to make restitution.
There's court action today in Massachusetts in a trade group's effort to block the state's new four-month ban on the sale of vaping products. Correspondent Dean Reynolds has the latest on what experts are trying to do to explain the serious lung illnesses that have affected more than 1,000 people nationwide.
Amid an urgent investigation that a government health official said was more complex than any ever seen before, came word of the 19th person to die from the mysterious illness tied to vaping, the eighth death in the past week. And now a new report from the Mayo Clinic says what e-cigarette users are inhaling is burning their lungs with what looks like chemicals as toxic as an industrial accident or worse.
The mayor of St. Paul, Minnesota, has ordered an internal police investigation after video on social media showed two white city police officers struggling to arrest and handcuff a 13-year-old black girl at a UPS store. Davida Conover is her mother.
She struggles with mental illness. And they are fully aware of that.
Police say they have had run-ins with the girl in the past. In the movies, Robert De Niro has been known to play tough guys.
Somebody messes with me, I'm going to mess with him.
Now, as CBS's Jerika Duncan tells us, he's in a real-life court battle.
Chase Robinson, De Niro's former assistant and vice president of production and finance at his company, filed a $12 million lawsuit against the star. In it, she claims De Niro would unleash drunk tirades against her, in which he denigrated, berated, bullied, and hurled expletives.
How dare you disrespect me? How much you did?
The lawsuit includes a vulgar voicemail De Niro allegedly made to Robinson in 2012, calling her a spoiled brat. De Niro filed a $6 million lawsuit against Robinson nearly 7 weeks ago, claiming she misappropriated hundreds of thousands of dollars and loafed during working hours, binge-watching astounding hours of TV shows on Netflix.
Well, Joker is premiering in theaters today, one of the most talked-about movies in years. Federal authorities have warned about the possibility of violence. The Colorado multiplex that was the scene of a 2012 mass shooting won't even be showing the film. Garrett Birdwell is taking it all seriously. He's with the police department providing stepped-up security in College Station, Texas.
They're taking all the precautions necessary. We're going to have a safe and enjoyable experience. And we're going to be on duty from open to close for the next several days.
Warner Brothers says the movie is not an endorsement of real-world violence of any kind. A woman is suing Chicago's school system, alleging her 9-year-old son was incessantly bullied. And not just by students.
Yvonne Pinkston says her son was in fourth grade at the school last year after moving to Chicago from Indiana and was bullied from the start, first by students and then by staff after he complained. Her attorney released surveillance video, which shows a security officer dragging the boy into the principal's office and then forcing him out of the building as the school counselor and principal appear to supervise. Chicago Public Schools calling it deeply disturbing. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Atlantic City, with a history of political corruption, swears in a new mayor today. It comes a day after Mayor Frank Gilliam resigned and pleaded guilty to stealing $87,000 from a youth basketball team he formed. He faces up to 20 years in prison. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the 4th of October. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.